I'm told it's Weather's Day on a Fifth Avenue bus by Mr. Carol Stewart. Well, sir, I guess I've rode on about everything you got to ride on in New York, but the other day I was standing over there by Avenue 5 watching people and things go along, and then all at once along come the doggone looking contraption of carcolate I ever seen in my life. It was the start of a wagon, a cross between a bandwagon and a hayrack. But I said to a gentleman standing there, "Mister, in the name of all that's good and bad, what do you call that thing?" He said, "Well, sir, that is a Fifth Avenue bus." I said, "Can I ride on it?" He said, "You can if you got a nickel." Well, I got in, got stopped down, and never laughed a gal darn much in my life. There was a young lady come in the bus, and she had a little valise in her hand. She stopped down and opened the valise, took out a purse, shut the valise, opened the purse, took out a dime, shut the purse, opened the valise, put in the purse, shut the valise, and gave the dime to the feller stopping out front, and he handed her a nickel back, and then she opened the valise, took out the purse, shut the valise, opened the purse, put in the nickel, shut the purse, opened the valise, put in the purse, shut the valise, and stopped the bus, please. Well, I didn't have any small change, so I handed the feller out a $5 bill, and just a minute he seen it, he said, "Whoa, stop the horses, come around the hind end of the bus." He said, "Who gave me that $5 bill?" I said, "I did, and it was a good one, too." He said, "Well, now, you come out here. I want to see you." Well, I didn't know what he wanted, but I made up my mind if he indulged in any foolishness with me, I'd slap him in just about a minute. Well, I got out there, and he said, "Now, looky here. Did you give me that $5 bill?" I said, "Yes, sir, that's just what I did, and it was a darn good one, too." He said, "Well, now, which one of the horses do you want?" By shelter, I wouldn't have given him $5 for the whole guy's darn outfit.